Why do you have a dream? Because God put a dream on the inside of you. God put something really special on the inside of you. He wants it to be released. So dream big, think big. Just don't limit yourself to small dreams. And we said that you must have a God-sized dream if you're going to expect God to come in and help you fulfill that dream. You have to have a God-sized dream. Well, a God-sized dream is bigger than what you can pull off. You see, in order to have a God-sized dream, we know that He can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think. And as long as we can hang on to that passion and run toward it, we can expect God to anoint it and run big. To have a passion for the dream that God gives us means that we have to be willing to go on beyond our capabilities, that we're willing to push forward for something that we can get our hands on that's greater than what we can get our hands on all by ourselves. But God being God, He's willing to anoint our efforts in order to bring a dream to pass, the God-given dream on the inside of us to pass. But He wants us to have a passion for it. We must have a passion for it. So I want to talk about a few things this morning about how to maintain a passion for the God-given dream that's on the inside of us. Hebrews 12:2 is a real good example of how we can keep a passion for the dream that God has given us. We are to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising its shame. And so Jesus seen something that caused a lot of joy in His life. There was something that was set before Him that He fixed before Him because He seen the joy of having what He was going after, and what He was looking for was an inheritance in the saints of God. In other words, He was looking for the saints of God to make it to heaven so that He would have a people unto Himself. And because of that, He was joyful. He was thought about that. He had to many times put aside some of the things that He had to go through in order to accomplish the dream that God had given Him, the purpose that God had sent Him to earth for. And Jesus said He had come to do the will of the Father, the purpose of the Father. So He set aside earthly passions in order to gain His heavenly passion. Now, you may not realize this, but the church of the Lord Jesus Christ is Jesus' inheritance. The church, you and I, the saints of God, are the inheritance of the Lord. I hope if you get this revelation, you'll understand that you're special. You are the inheritance of God in Christ. You are that special. For the joy that was set before Him, He was able to endure the cross. And if you will keep Jesus as a focus, you will keep the dream that He gives us as a focus, and as you keep that in front of you, you will find a joy rising up on the inside of you. And when you are actually involved in seeing transformation take place in people's lives, and even the community taking place, you start to see some of the things that you know that you had an influence in. There is nothing that will bring you greater joy. And if you have the dream that God has for you standing up, and you're the vision of your dream coming to pass, then that, when somebody says something to you where you could take offense, you'll just say, that my dream is too important to allow this to get my mind off the dream. You see, you'll keep your focus in the right place, and you'll run toward your dream. I'm praying and I'm believing that the things that I can do while I'm here right now are going to put some foundations down so greater things will be able to be done when I'm out of here. I'm believing God for that. We have more to do. We have more to influence than just the generation that we are in. We are called to influence generations. Passion for your dream is crucial. Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. The Lord turned to Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, for you are not mindful of the things of God, but of the things of men." And here was Peter. He said, "Lord, you can't go to the cross. You just can't do that." And Jesus said, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter was speaking against the the very reason that Jesus had come to earth for. He was speaking against the call of God on Jesus' life. And I want you to know, people, there'll be multitudes of people, the enemy will see to it, that they'll come around you and say, you can't do that. You see, if you will step out and begin to work your dream, the anointing of God will come behind you. And the anointing of God will drive, push your dream forward. And after a while, you'll look back and say, how did that happen? If we'll put our might forward, if we'll step out and begin to try, God will turn our try into doing. He will protect us by the Spirit of God.